The number of Americans who use food stamps is now close to 46 million. That's 15% of the population. The program is formerly known as SNAP these days, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And the number of people who depend on it to buy groceries has grown substantially, even since the recession was officially declared over back in June of 2009. Why is food stamp use rising so fast? Well, we're going to ask John Davis, who is director of the program in Mississippi. That's the state with the largest slice of its population using SNAP, 21%. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And we'll ask you about Mississippi. Why is it? Is it more people in need or more needy people knowing about what they can get?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, you know, the economic downturn, of course, is a contributing factor, and we know that from a historical standpoint, anytime there's a decrease in the job availability, there's going to be an increase in our program.
But it sounds like there are more people receiving food assistance in Mississippi than there are unemployed people in Mississippi. Fair enough?
Well, that may be true, but that's kind of a misnomer in the fact that we know that underemployment is just as important of a contributing factor as the fact that they're unemployed.
How much money does a family of four, say, on SNAP or food stamps get?
We're looking at a family of four, probably around $668
a month. $668
a month? Correct.
Or that would be, you know, roughly $150 a week.
Correct.
Do you figure that can pretty well feed a family of four?
Well, I think that it can certainly go a long way in helping the family, but this program is a supplemental program. It was never intended to fully fund the family's need for food. I mean, it's just a supplemental program.
I was looking at numbers from 2009, which broke down the national food stamp receiving population by ethnicity. Mm-hmm. Just under 8% of white non-Hispanic households received food stamps then. For African-American households, it was triple that, just under 24%. And Hispanic households also had a very high rate, over 17%. Does that square generally with your sense of who's getting food assistance in Mississippi?
We don't keep those statistics here in the state, so I can't really speak to that.
There was a lot of attention paid to the Gulf Coast during the summer of the BP oil spill.
Right.
In the Gulf, and damage that it did to, say, the fishing industry and to tourism. Do you feel that? Do you see that come up in
these
numbers?
Yes, we did. We still report on that. As a matter of fact, we track those numbers, and we find that that there was an increase based on the oil spill. One thing, of course, we did outreach on the coast in the coastal counties to ensure that individuals knew about the program. But another thing, we had industries that were either closed or that went into hibernation. So, therefore, it was just a ripple effect. If the fishermen weren't fishing, then there were other industries affected as well.
When we heard these numbers were coming out, and someone said, "Let's talk to the state with the with the highest share of its population receiving food stamps."
Right.
Somehow, naturally, we all assumed, "Well, that's going to be somewhere in the South, and it's going to be probably on the Gulf Coast," and turned out to be Mississippi.
Right.
Why is it we're not surprised that Mississippi should have such a high rate?
Well, I mean, just traditionally or historically, I believe we know that the poverty rate in Mississippi is high. That's just a fact. And we know that we're not heavily industrialized as some of the other areas, but and we have a lot of rural population. Most of our counties are rural counties. We have no huge metropolitan areas. So those individuals, when they're without jobs, they're directly affected. So Mississippi seems to come up on top there.
And in this case, it means that the government effectively is feeding one Mississippian in five right now.
Oh, well, that's what the statistics say.
Well, Mr. Davis, thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
That's John Davis, who is the director of the SNAP program. SNAP is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It means people who receive food stamps. He's in charge in Mississippi.